Perek Vav, Bevera Midas Hazrizis. So we have three reasons why we don't change our lives. Number one, we're too busy. Number two, we get distracted. And number three, peer pressure. I don't want my friends to leave me. Meanwhile, I promise anybody you'll have more friends than you ever had if you change your life. Guaranteed. Zak the Mesil Sharm Vaiter, Perek Vav. Now we move on to more motivation. Now we have to focus on what you do. Now we've been focused on what I'm not doing. Now we're going to focus on what I have to do. One is staying away from bad. The other one is doing good. It's how to do things. How to do the mitzvahs. Like Chazal say, Zrizim Akdim Lamitzvahs. People who are alacrity, who have quickness, they're going to do things. Vizel, listen to this. Kikamo, very important line. Kikamo, Shetzarach, Pikhus, Kadav, Ashkavar, Rabu, Nazim, Mokshah, Yetzer. Omar, Mar, Avalai, Shalajal, Ben, Asarav, Maisenu. Just like you need to be brilliant and smart that you don't let the Yetzahara get you, so too. So too, you need to be smart how to do things. It's not just what I'm not doing. You have to be smart to accomplish things. Just like the Yetzirah wants you to do bad things, he also doesn't want you to do good things. Not just does he want you to do bad things, he wants you not to do good things. And if you are weak and you're lazy, this whole chapter is now going to be lazy, lazy, laziness, and you don't strengthen yourself to run after it, then you will be reik nor reik mem bevadai. You will be for sure empty. Ki ksira, ki teva adam, kaved ma'od. The nature of a person is very heavy. Ki avrius chamrius gas. We're physical. The natural state of a person is, I want to be lazy. This is talking about hundreds of years ago, he's saying that. Somebody who wants to be a server of God. He wants to work hard. You must go against your nature. Because if you don't go against your nature, Vadai who, again, the third time in the Sefer he said this, Vadai, a challenge for anybody here to find me the other two Vadais, till now, Perek Vav, find me the other two Vadais, and I'll give you 50 shekel, right, anyone who finds the other two Vadais, besides the fact that you'll get the Vadais, and you got to find it within the next hour, Vadai hu shelo yatzliach, for sure, you will not be matzliach, he says it straight out, you will not be matzliach. If you let your lazy nature get to you, you will not be successful. Where just like the Yetzihara wants to pull you away from doing bad things, I mean, he wants to help you not... Just like you need to fight the Yetzihara from doing bad things, so too you have to fight the Yetzihara to make sure you do good things. And they're the same. Sur me rav ase tov. So we are up to page 116. In the art scroll on page Lamed Ches 38 in the green, Mesil Sisharim. Huma Shamratana Hevi Az Kanamer, be bold as a leopard, Vakal Kanesha, light as an eagle, Varatz Katzvi, run like a deer, Vigiber Kari, and strong as a lion, Lasotzitona Vichush Mashmaim, which means use your power to do good things. There are things that need strengthening, Torah, Maisim Tovim. Torah and action. So you need to do things. You have to strengthen doing good things. Be strong. Be courageous. So you see, just doing things needs strengthening and needs you to focus to do them. Person needs to strengthen himself tremendously if he wants to go against his nature. Like we said before, the nature of a person, kiteva ha'adam kaved ma'od, that was on the first page. The nature of a person is very, very heavy. So if I want to do action, I got to go against my nature. Hine Shlomo shanamod bazerzal zebarosas ra'atzla. Shlomo melech warned when he saw the bad of laziness. and the tremendous loss that comes from laziness. And he said, Ma'at Shenos, sleep a little bit, Ma'at Numos, doze off a little bit, Ma'at Chibuk Yadayim Lishkov, right? You fold your hands over. You slip up a little bit, and you will be taken over your poverty will come like a traveler, and you're lacking like an armed man. You slip up a little bit, you sleep a little bit, and then it'll be attacked. Very important line. Even though the lazy man is not actively doing something bad, he's the same as the destroyer, but he's doing it passively, not actively. The example I give is the guy with his wife, where he goes ahead and he yells at his wife and he talks down to his wife. So of course he ruins the relationship with his wife. But then you have a guy who doesn't say a word to his wife. Never says thank you, never says please, never says I appreciate anything, and he's passive aggressive. He doesn't say anything. So again, the guy who's talking down to his wife, of course you're going to say he's destroying his relationship. But the guy who doesn't say anything is destroying his relationship also. Achula balamashkes. It's the same exact thing. Just one is clear and one is unclear. That's what he says. V'amar gamas rabbi malzo achula balamashkes. It's the brother to the destroyer. So even though you're lazy, you're not doing anything. So you say, oh, at least I'm not doing something bad. But by not doing something good is equal, and it's going to affect you just like doing something bad. Even though he's not actively doing it, don't convince yourself that you're far from the guy who's doing bad. You're just not doing good, but it catches up. It's the same thing. Uben Gilohu, it's the same. It's your peer. It's the same deal. We see this clearly. What does it say? I'll stay yishatzolavarti. I passed by the lazy man's house. I'll carry madam chasar leiv, and I saw his vineyard. Vinei Allah hula kimshonim kasupan of charulim. It's overgrown with thorns, nettles. Its stone wall is broken. I pay attention. Ra'isi lakachti musar. Why is this happening? Ma'at shenos, ma'at numos. Just a little sleep here, a little dozing off here. Ubama salach reshecha. Could you imagine what a lot of sleep does? Hinei melvad pshuta yasher hu amiti. Besides the actual pashup shot, which is true, meaning besides the fact that if you look at a house of somebody or you look at the field of somebody physically, you'll see he doesn't take care of it. That's literally what happens to the lazy man. Chachamim darshan midrash na, and this is what they say. Listen to this, guys. Hinei ala kula kimshonim. What does that mean? Shemavakish pirsho pashvei nemotza. He wants to learn. He can't learn. Kasu panav mitoch shalomim. He didn't work hard. So suddenly he wakes up at 30 years old. He didn't work hard. He knows nothing. Hu yoshu mitamis atar mitaris atame. He ends up mixing things up. He mixes up that which is tar, and he's mitar that which is tame. Uparitz kidr shalim chacham, and he breaks through Torah. Ma'anshe shalzeh. Listen to this. It's beautiful. How does he get punished? Shlomo perishu uparitz gadir shchene nachash. What happens? What does he get? He doesn't get eaten by a lion. A lion's a clear destroyer. What does he get bitten by? The snake. Why? What happens to the snake? Listen to what he says. Hainu. The venom, it doesn't hit him one shot. Slowly, slowly. Ela ma'at, ma'at. Perfect. Perfect shidduch. This guy doesn't do anything little by little. He turns around 5 years later and he's a nobody. Why? Because slowly, 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 it catches up to you. So too, until this guy is totally sunken in. Right? The mashal I give quickly is the frog scientific experiment. They took a frog boiling water, threw the frog in the boiling water. The frog jumps out, boiling water. Take another frog, put him in cold water, boil up the water slowly, 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 it dies. Slowly, 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 it dies. That's what happens. Slowly, 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 you do this, you miss this, do this, then you end up dead. Clearly, to destroy, I'm not going to destroy my life, but not to be productive in my life, that'll destroy you as well. That's what he says. First, I'm just lazy. And then he says, okay, I don't want to learn Torah. Now I want to learn, I can't learn. If it would stop there, we'd be okay. He wants to understand it, and he then he distorts it. He destroys the truth, and he overturns it. And then he ends up being in big trouble because he broke through all the gates. He says, I'm going to pay attention, right? When I saw this, I paid attention. Listen to this, guys. It's literally like venom. Where he's 7 minutes, guys. Look at seven minutes can change your life. He says it again, little by little. And you don't recognize it until you die. Listen to what he says. Here we go, guys. We see this with our own eyes. I know what I gotta do. I know what I got to do. I know what's right. I know what God wants from me. I won't do it. Why? Not because I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Not for any other reason, but for one reason only. Because you're a lazy, lazy guy, and you give in to your laziness. That's what he says. Because your natural state is to be lazy. Nothing wrong with being lazy. If you're lazy, it means you're normal. It means you're human. But when you give in to your laziness, you are willing to destroy your whole world just to be lazy. Let me eat a little bit. Ishan kima, let me sleep a little bit. Kashalai, let's say it's me basi, right? It's a little raining outside. It's pashati, it's kutanti. I already put on my sweatpants. I already echal bashen. I don't want to get dressed again. Chamazabolam, right? Listen to this. It's hot. Kararaba, it's cold. Kshamim, raining. Cholsharha, maslos, all the other excuses. Here it is, amasla. All the excuses. Vatoanos. And all of the pretext, Asher Piha Atzelim, the mouth of the lazy man, he is Mr. Excuse. He can run rings around you and himself. Ubenkach, ubenkach. This is where I say the line. For anyone who's heard it, I don't think I said it this year yet, but you'll hear it right now. Excuses don't produce results. You're right. You're full of all the excuses. But at the end of the day, you're left being a big, fat, loser. What's going to happen? Your roof's going to cave in. You're not going to have what you want. Oh, because of this, it's hot, it's cold. My mother, my father, my brother, my sister, my uncle, my dog, my this, whatever you're going to say. And you're 100% right. And the lazy man, he is Mr. Excuse. He's Mr. Everything. 10 minutes. We just did it. Ulam Mtishol Uza. We'll continue tomorrow because I love just stopping with 10 minutes and 6 seconds and see how 10 minutes and 6 seconds can change your life. Hashem should help us. This daf of Mesil Sharma Day keeps the HR away at bay. It helps us break all the craziness in our hearts and our minds. And it'll help us, all the words that we just read, Be'ez Hashem, will help us break through whatever the Ramchal is talking about. Our hearts, our minds, our souls, to make us better. 10 minutes and 34 seconds.